from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
New York State Assemblyman Bill Conrad is with us on the WBEN Trocare College Lifeline. Bill, good morning. Is it back to school in your house?
It is. Good morning, and a happy day it is.
All right. You're being asked possibly to consider a cell phone ban in schools. It's coming from the governor. She's considering it right now. If she does, it would go to the legislature. How are you looking at this?
Well, I participated this summer with the governor at a roundtable, and I really do appreciate the governor doing that, where she's gone around to different parts of the state and talked to different groups, whether it be teachers, parents, students, and got feedback. And I really appreciate that because she hasn't put or pushed any particular legislation just yet. And she's done that listening tour. So I appreciate that because I've done the same. I've heard from constituents everywhere from, you know, the cell phone's a lifeline, you know, the kid answers email and we have their sports schedule on it. And this is how I pick up my kid to, I want an outright ban and these things should be nowhere near kids. So I think listening to our constituents is such an important thing.
When looking at this issue, it seems like the big question of whether or not to ban phones in schools is, I don't want to say foregone conclusion because it's not quite there yet, but a lot of momentum seems to be going in the favor of limiting severely the way that phones are used in the classroom. And then the bigger question becomes, is this something that's better left to the district, or does a law need to be passed to get schools on board with the idea? Wondering where you kind of weigh in on that. There's been these listening tours, but does this need to be a law, or is this something that should be left to schools?
I have taken the stance of putting more tools and awareness out there. I, of course, have always kind of supported a local control. But at the same time, a lot of districts have left it up to individual classrooms. And when you do not have consistency from classroom to classroom, that's when the problems occur. One teacher allows it, one teacher doesn't. And that's where the struggle of education takes place, where it truly is a distraction. You cannot concentrate when your phone's ringing. We've dealt with students. It becomes a power struggle in the classroom. Violence is incurred if the student has been asked to, or the phone has been taken. We've gotten a lot of different behaviors out of the situation. So if we are going to do something, it has to be something universal. I think a lot of folks have asked the governor to do something, teachers especially, superintendents to do something from a state level, because then they don't have to be held responsible. They, you know, in a sense that it came from on high and not from the school district itself. So it's a little bit of back and forth. I've heard from a couple of folks on this, but one story that keeps coming through over and over again is please do something and please do something from the state level.
Well, you're a legislator and you're also a parent. So with that in mind, I mean, in your own situation, how do you navigate this? How often do you want to reach your kids during the school day?
I'll be honest with you. I try not to, and I also don't like actually watching their grades every day. I know we have this software platform where there you can monitor every assignment and everything. I do want them to make some mistakes. I do want them to, to do things. At the same time, I picked up the phone in the classroom and talked to a parent and said, could you please not call your student in the middle of the class? You know, we've got a situation here where I'm trying to teach and you're yelling at him for not doing the dishes last night. I mean, it gets into that kind of situation more often than you realize. So for me, I pushed and have been looking at legislation and actually talking to industry right now about allowing the software that exists already for many of these cell phone providers to actually allow the parents to kind of lock what they can access, when they can access it, and a lot of that has to do with during the school day. And we're trying to make that free and available.
It is kind of crazy when we talk about this. I think a lot of people think, well, there's no way the students would put the phones down. And a lot of the administrators we talk to kind of echo what you're saying. You know, well, it's more a fight with some of the parents than it is with some of the students. When you head back to Albany and have this discussion, do you have any idea where your colleagues are on this issue, what the general consensus is, and when might we see, if any, action? Is this something that would wait till the budget's done, so not for many months, or is this something that, hey, school's starting now, as soon as we go back into session, let's get something done?
Well, I have to say right now, I understand that the chancellor of the City of New York Schools is already actually talking about implementing this by January of this year. So you have one of the biggest school systems in the entire state already about to implement something of a full right ban. So I think we're headed somewhere there. I think schools like Lackawanna that have done, I think, a managed approach where, you know, nothing in the elementary, you know, phasing it in and then high school during lunch or whatever. Those are things I think that we could probably manage around. But like I said, I think it's a bigger issue where we might see something, I think, in the budget. But I have not had many a conversation with my colleague other than just roundtable discussions. And we haven't gotten back in a conference or anything like this on that. So I can't really say that we're all on some sort of page right now.
When you said you conducted your own kind of listening tour in your district, were more in favor of a ban or not?
I would say 90% were in favor of a ban.
It's pretty interesting to have those big numbers come out in favor of a ban. So this could move pretty quickly. What are some of the things you're doing in your district to kind of get the word out, or maybe have a straw poll of parents or community members before this takes action?
Well, like I said, we had that the governor was in town. We had that roundtable. I think that we've done survey work. We've just did a article in the local Bee, and we've gotten a lot of emails and feedback, you know, consistently talking with different groups and players. I mean, that's just part of the process of lawmaking and making sure that we're doing the right thing. But like I said, there's no package ready. You know what I mean? There's no particular law written yet. And this is still very, very much in the weeds. And I do appreciate the governor recognizing the problem. I'm glad that she's taken this position of this is an issue. I know that several teachers are very much in favor, but some aren't. We talk about digital literacy and the world that we're in and how we have to work. But at the same time, you go to these countries where they develop the software in a lot of these works like Japan or Korea, they don't allow electronics until eighth grade. You know, why? Well, critical thinking skills have to come first before we start getting into addiction issues. And they've recognized the mental health issue. So we talk about mental health in this country. This is one of those things that we can deal with.
Bill, we appreciate your time. Thank you for joining us.
Not a problem.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.